Laura Boosinger, and this is Pandemic Art, the audio version of the streaming video series where artists talk about how they're coping with the global pandemic. This episode features four-time Grammy Award winner David Holt, host of numerous TV and radio shows, and an international cultural ambassador for the U.S. State Department. David also toured with Doc Watson for 14 years, so he's used to a life of travel. But all that has changed now.
Trouble's gonna find you no matter what you do. So never trouble trouble till trouble troubles you. Oh, the cloud's gonna roll away, the cloud's gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, the cloud's gonna roll away.
I haven't had this in 50 years. 50 years I've been working on getting ready to leave, packing up, going, coming back, doing the concert, you know, trying to get the next job. It's just constant. I make a living by going to concert halls packed with people, hopefully, and, 500 people sitting right next to each other. So that's gone. It's gone for everybody that's a performer.
All right. Thank you for coming out tonight.
I had work through November, actually even further than that, but pretty full through November, and all of it was canceled, or they say postponed, but, you know, who knows when it's going to come back. So, that's pretty troubling, because that's the livelihood of not only me, but every artist that I know that's a performing artist. One of my goals through all my performing, all my teaching, it was to give young people a chance to get on stage and perform, build an audience. And through all my television shows and all that, I mean, you know, it's a minor thing, but it's what I've been doing my whole life. And to see that just wiped out in 1 week, basically. Everybody's had their work canceled. And I was just talking to a friend today who used to be a well-known folk singer. He said he's going to run out of money in 2 months. I mean, 2 months. This thing is going to go 2 years or more. So I'm concerned about my friends. In the past, I always had a project going. This radio show, this TV show, writing this article. There was always something that was under pressure. I mean, this is for 50 years I've been doing this, getting ready for this particular job, creating a PowerPoint with my photos to go with the concert, you know, thinking of new material for the concert, writing new material. It's just constant. And now it's just like, eh. I don't really have to do any of that stuff. You know, it's been really great to have this all this time at home. It's not like you're missing anything. There's no big party that you're missing. There's no big concert that you're missing. It's all just quiet. So I got some suggestions for anybody who is in the quarantine and wondering what to do and saying, I don't know what to do. Well, one thing to do is take up the harmonica, because one of the things that the virus does is make it hard to breathe. And so if you learn to play the blues style harmonica, either style, if you get going like this, so that'll get your lungs going. And the other thing is to keep walking, because, you got to exercise. The quarantine doesn't say just stay home to you. It says, you know, get out there and don't mingle with people, but get out in nature if possible. The other thing I think is very helpful is to get a punching bag, a reflex bag that you hit. And for me, when the head bobbles, that's great, because you can really work out. And in 15 minutes, man, you're worn out. And it's also it lets off a lot of steam, because you're punching something, but you know you're not hurting anybody, not even hurting you, because you got on the boxing gloves. And this thing could just stick around until everybody gets it. You know, I'd be probably one of those people that'd probably get me. I was really depressed at first. It really put me back, because, you know, it was 50 years of doing this that I don't want to let go. And I love performing in front of people. People who are doing the online concerts may find a way to make that work, and that becomes the way people perform, and they see somebody on a stage, they don't even know how to react. I mean, that first week when I guess it was like about a month ago, everybody started doing house concerts online. They were all just so funky, you know, you can see them jiggling the knobs and being out of tune, and I just, but more power to them, and maybe I'll be doing that too someday. But, for me, performing is having a crowd. I like to, I feel like I'm, when I'm doing a concert, I'm building a sculpture, and I'm scooping this out here and building this up here and trying to make a piece that when you look at it at the end of the show, you go, God, that was masterfully done. And that's fun for me. And you can't really do that when you're playing for your little camera there. I'm not going to risk my life anymore to go stay in a funky hotel room or be on a plane. You know, I've been doing that for 50 years, and the wall came up with the pandemic. And I just sort of said, well, there's my signal. You didn't even, you had to be hit on the head to see what that turns out to be. I've got to, basically just find another way to enjoy life. So we had money to do season 5 for David Holt's State of Music. We're like old friends that get together and making a show for national public television, going all over the country. Almost all the setups that we had, we were going to visit people around the Southeast, had to be canceled. One of the things we're trying to be careful about is having big groups of people on the shows, too many people on the set. So we're not doing bands at this point. And we're doing a lot outside on front porches, things like that. So there's a lot of air flowing through. We're trying to be as careful as we can. We really want to get this season done. It's going to be great. We've got some great people. You know, people are determined. Humans are determined. And music, we really have no knowledge of what music actually is. It's just something that is required by humans. And it's in every culture. So somehow it's going to find a way.
Pandemic Arts is produced by the Will and Danny McIntyre Foundation in partnership with the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, the Madison County Arts Council, and WNCW. Pandemic Arts is adapted for radio by Corey Askew and Joe Kendrick. Our theme music is written and performed by Zoe and Cloyd. Major funding is provided by the Ray Bigelow Charitable Trust, the Carlisle Adams Foundation, and Fred and Lauren Weed. Stay safe and keep singing. I'm Laura Boosinger. Thank you.